This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
I've been a nurse since 2012, and thanks to Kinetics, I came to the U.S. as a nurse. I had the chance to be in the U.S. before. I stayed here. I was here before with another career. But thanks to Kinetics, I came as a nurse. And I live in L.A., in Los Angeles, Southern California. So I will talk a little bit about the cost of living here. I didn't come to the United States for the first time as a nurse. I studied here before, so for me, it wasn't completely new. What surprised me the most was to know how different the cost of living can be inside the same area. So for example, here in LA, people always joke, right? If you wanna buy a house or if you wanna rent a place, what are the three main things you have to pay attention to that will impact your cost? Location, location, location. And that is totally true. You know, you can rent a two-bedroom apartment for $2,000 or for $7,000. It depends where. No, I remember when I first came and I was still getting adjusted with all that, and before getting my first paycheck, when I finished university and was getting moved to my apartment and getting everything settled, I remember, like, I would go to the grocery store and buy only carrots, Diet Coke, pretzels. I remember I would be very, like, extremely frugal because I never knew, like, and certain things, like, but I, again, I was, like, super young and I really didn't care about food, so. But also, I was conscious about the money. So, like I said, location in first, when we talk about Southern California and specifically LA, we have to consider a lot of things. Like, we're talking about LA County, you know, there are a lot of little cities around LA City that makes LA County. So, and you can have a lot of differences there between the coast and the desert. So, location is key when you're talking about cost of living. We joke when we live in Southern California, whether it's San Diego, LA, Santa Barbara, that we pay the sunshine fee because it's always beautiful here. So we pay a lot to live here, but it's totally worth if the weather is a key factor. And that being said, the cost of a two-bedroom apartment can go anywhere from $1,900, $2,000, up to $7,000 if you want to live in Bel Air, for example, which is a super fancy neighborhood here in LA. So it all depends.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Doing this research, I found out that the neighborhood I live in is one of the most expensive. I didn't know that. I chose this neighborhood because it was convenient. It was close to work. It's close to the beach, which for me, it's important. So I think it's important also to pay for your comfort. So I live in a very comfortable one-bedroom apartment. But it's close to the beach, it's close to all grocery stores. It was close to my job when I first rented this apartment. So for me, it's perfect. It offers me comfort. And I prefer to pay a little more to have comfort. Of course, if I had kids, I would have to consider the school area. I would have to consider other things as well. But that's the thinking about housing, that's the cost. To buy a house, in particularly in this neighborhood, the costs are increasing. Why? Because this is an old neighborhood with old houses, and they are remodeling the entire neighborhood. So now when you walk around, you see this beautiful house. So you see 1, 2, 3 old houses and 1 super modern, beautiful new house, and another 2 old and another brand new. So this increased the cost a lot. So you're going to pay around $800,000 for a 2-bedroom house in this neighborhood. But again, you can go, and here I'm talking about 3 miles. If I walk 3 miles straight ahead, I'll be inside the ocean, mm-hmm. in the water. So I can move all the way east and pay a lot less. I used to live in San Diego too. San Diego is amazing. And I think one of the most amazing things about Sounder, California, is that I always joke, you can start your day up to the mountains, skiing, snowboarding, and surfing. That's only Sounder, California offers. I love this place. So I can be a spokesperson for Sounder, California. California has pays very well on average, but we have to consider that the cost of living here is high, and the taxes here, we pay a lot of taxes too.
Yes.
So in the end, when we get a job offer saying that we're going to be paid X amount per hour, the nurses that are getting job offers now have to take into consideration that they cannot multiply that amount, mm-hmm. by the amount of hours, and, oh, I'm going to take home $4,000, $5,000, $3,000. No, it's that minus the costs that you're going to have. So that is a very important thing to take into consideration and keep in mind. I think what impacts the most, at least here in California, is housing, mm-hmm. and more recently, fuel, gas for the car. But groceries, clothing, internet can be expensive. For example, where I live, there's only one provider, mm-hmm. so they charge it as much as they want it. So right now I'm paying $79.99 a month for internet, which I think it's outrageous. But there's only one provider, so there's nothing I can do. But I don't think like groceries, clothing, cell phones, other things, I really don't think they are what impacts the most the cost of living. I think we have a lot of choices here.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.